I speak to you not of mine own authority, but in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Come Wednesday will be Ash Wednesday, the first day of Lent, when as Christians we are called to reflect on the suffering that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ endured, the temptations and the sufferings he endured. As we reflect on the gospel for today, we see where the theme of suffering is also highlighted with that man who was blind, who wanted desperately to see. And I cannot read this gospel or gospels wherein people suffer without thinking of Saint Francis of Assisi. Because while Francis lived, there was a colony of lepers near Assisi. And one of Francis's major life-changing events was to be approached by a leper who was begging alms. And Francis felt repulse for the leper, who he would turn his head so that he didn't have to see them, and hold his nose because they gave off a terrible stench. However, shortly after Francis began to seek God, when the leper approached him, Francis gave the man alms, and he also kissed his hand. Then, with his disfigured face because of the leprosy, the leper looked at Francis, and the leper lifted his hands for the kiss of peace, which would have been in those days an embrace. Francis could have run away, and there would be have been plenty of reason to do so. But instead, Francis embraced the leper, whose sores were oozing out with pus, and Francis kissed him. And Francis, in his testament, a document he dictated before he died, said of this event, and I quote, "What seemed to me as bitter was transformed into sweetness of soul and body." End of quote. And after that encounter, Francis was no longer the same person. Francis did not heal the leper as Jesus did. On the contrary, the leper seemed to have healed Francis of any last shred of self-centeredness. Unlike in today's gospel, God did not remove suffering so much. but God helped someone who had suffered for so many years to leave this suffering and to be able to be normal again. In the gospel for today, Jesus told the man that he healed, "Go, receive thy sight. Your faith has made thee well." We find often in the Gospels, especially in Mark, where Jesus does not want people to know about these miracles that he performed. And I always wondered why. And scripture scholars refer to this as the messianic secret. Why would Jesus command this secrecy? Perhaps for a practical reason. Jesus and his disciples had no time to themselves. But there is a deeper reason that is often given. Jesus didn't want people to see him merely as an exorcist or a healer or a person who could calm a storm or feed a multitude. If that's what they thought he was all about, then they would have expected Jesus to raise an army and expel the Romans from their land. And we must remember that is not the kind of Messiah that Jesus was. The mission of Jesus involved saving God's people through their suffering. And once when he predicted his sufferings, Peter protested to Jesus, the Messiah would never have to suffer. And with other predictions, the apostles didn't get the message. So with Jesus' knowledge of what was ahead, he decided that he would keep his identity somewhat hidden until other aspects of his mission would become clear. Like St. Peter and other apostles, we all hate to suffer. We all hate to see others suffer. Our loved ones, our relatives, the sufferings we see all over the world. And that is perfectly normal. And our gospel today reveals that the God we worship is a God who takes pity on us in our weaknesses. It's a God who takes pity on us in our sufferings. And a God who seeks to help us and to heal us. I have read and I've heard of people with healing powers. I'm sure you have also. And I have personally experienced healings through prayer, especially through the sacrament of the sick. And I do not know why God heals some and not others. But I do know this. Most often, when people ask God for a special favor, they want it to happen like it did in today's gospel. They want it to happen immediately. And that would be nice. but it usually doesn't seem to work that way. Remember, my friends, when Jesus healed 10 lepers, they were not healed until they were on their way to meet a priest who could declare whether they were clean or not. What I have seen most of the time is that when people pray for something and it doesn't happen, they give up praying too soon. But we must remember that God's ways are not our ways. On some occasions, God may use illness or suffering for a purpose that we do not understand. On other occasions, God may intervene directly. On still other occasions, God may work through others, especially healthcare professionals. Although I've seen prayer bring immediate results, more times than not, it works better when we don't give up praying, but keep at it. As Jesus says, pray constantly. Jesus tells us in his teachings on prayer, keep on asking, keep on knocking with faith. Amen.